Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset and life design coach, corporate escapee, and coffee lover. And I am literally obsessed with helping you go for your dreams, find fulfillment, and ditch self-doubt so you can create a life that lights you up, your big life. Hello there, and welcome back to the Create Your Big Life podcast for the first episode of 2024. I don't know about you, but I am still getting used to even saying 2024. I'm kind of like, where did 2023 even go? I am very, very careful of using my words in a way that I want to be reality. So I'm very cautious to say things like, oh my goodness, the year's going so fast when we're actually in it. Because what tends to happen if you say things like that, you tend to experience more of it. You tend to speed up time in your own mind as well. And yet, if I am looking back on this last year, it has definitely felt true to me that the year went by so fast. So I hope you've had a fantastic start to 2024 and that it is how this year continues to go for you as well. I'm sure you have goals, I'm sure you have things that you want to achieve, dreams that you want to go for this year, and know that I am sending you so much love and good vibes for a fantastic year ahead. So with that, what I wanted to do in this episode is to dive in to five powerful questions for you for 2024. So I definitely recommend having a journal to hand for this episode. Make sure you write these down and spend some time on them later. Because so often we can get fixated at the beginning of the year or whenever we decide to reinvent ourselves or redesign our lives in any way, shape, or form, which can of course happen at any time of year. We can get so fixated on what do I want to do? And you will have no doubt heard me talk about this in quite a few other episodes before, that what do I want to do with my life? Or what do I want to do this year? Or what do I even want to do this weekend? Sometimes isn't the most helpful question for us to actually ask ourselves. And I also talk over and over about the importance of quality questions in your life. There is a famous quote that's been attributed to Tony Robbins, and also before that it came from the founder of NLP, Richard Bandler. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your questions. So if you want to have a better life, and if you want to have a better year, and I'm sure whatever kind of year you had in 2023, I think we always want to improve and expand and just have an amazing year. So if we want to do that, we want to start asking ourselves better quality questions, to be able to start to also look at our life in a different perspective, to be able to start to tap into different ideas that we weren't necessarily aware of. Because the question, what do I want to do in my life or in the year, can get us focused on very specific things and doesn't necessarily leave ourselves open to the magic of other ideas popping into our mind or starting to tap in to things that are actually going to help us create the results that we really, really want in our heart. So I'll explain more of that as we go through the questions together. So make sure you've got that journal or that you can write down these questions in your phone as you're listening to this podcast so that you can journal on them later. So instead of asking, what do I want to do in 2024? This is the first question I encourage you to ask yourself. How do I want to feel in 2024? Because anything that we do in life is because we want to feel a certain way. And so this is really beginning with the end in mind. How do you want to feel as you go through the year? And this time next year, looking back, what do you want to say was your kind of like overriding feeling, your predominant feeling? And you can write down multiple answers to this. It doesn't have to be just one singular feeling. But often we can get distracted in life doing things that we think that we should do, or that we think that we need to, or that we think that we must do. And we can end up sometimes feeling empty inside if these things that we're doing are not actually creating the feelings that we want to feel in our life. We can end up doing a bunch of things that don't make us fulfilled, that don't make us happy, that don't allow us to expand and grow in the way that we want. And so instead, I want you to ask yourself, how do you want to feel in 2024? So you may have heard me talk about the question, how do I want my life to feel, in a few other episodes, because that question has played a huge pivotal role in my life and my husband Joe's life as well. And it was this question that was asked of him by a mentor that completely just got Joe and I to look at our lives in different ways. So I'll give you a little bit of a backstory about that, just in case you haven't heard that question before. But essentially, Joe was at a point in his life where he was studying yoga to be a yoga teacher. He was studying meditation in the same way as well. And he went to his mentor, who was one of the people facilitating the trainings that he was on. And he was saying, I just don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm doing these trainings, but I don't know if I want to go and teach full time. I'm not sure if I want to be in a studio all the time teaching meditation and yoga and things like that. And the mentor said, you are asking the wrong question. When you're asking, what do I want to do with my life? You are getting super narrow, super focused, and you're only thinking of the things that you know actually how to do already, or that you know are in existence in this world. But when you ask yourself, how do I want to feel? How do I want my life to feel? Then you start to look at things from a different perspective. And when you get clarity on that answer for you, then you will be able to also use it as a framework for helping you make better decisions. So for example, I once had a dream job offered to me, which was to manage a brand new fitness studio in Sydney. And this job sounded so exciting to me, very on purpose because I love health and fitness. And at one point, I really, really wanted to do that exact job. And yet at the time in my life, I had decided I wanted my life to feel fluid, flexible, fun, and free. And I had literally just quit my job in TV to start a business again. And so going into that fitness job, even though it was a dream job, even though it would be on purpose for me, wouldn't allow my life to feel fun, fluid, flexible, and free because I really wanted to start to work online and to be able to travel around the world as I worked and to be able to be my own boss again. So that question helped me decide easily and confidently to not take that job. And so that is just an example of how you can start to use your answers to these questions to make decisions as you go throughout the year. Let's say you decide that you want to feel proud of yourself in 2024. That might help you make the harder choice in a moment, whether it comes to going for a fitness goal, or whether it comes to starting your own business or going for a dream. Or you might decide that you want 2024 to feel expansive. And so you might start to say yes to lots more new experiences. So I want you to have your answer to that question in mind as you start to make decisions throughout the year, as you start to plan out your months. And you can then look at your calendar and think, am I doing things in this year to help me feel that way? That's when you can start to get more specific about what you might want to do under that filter of how you want to feel. So that is the first question. How do I want to feel in 2024? So the next question I want you to ask yourself is, who do I want to be in 2024? This is so impactful because if you want to actually create lasting change in any area of your life in 2024, which I'm sure you do, then you need to start thinking in terms of identity change rather than just behavior change. This is where the key to lasting transformation lies, because in our brains, we will always work to prove how we see ourselves true. That's why some of the most important words that you need to be so mindful of are the words that you say after I am. Be so, so, so mindful of that and how you start to describe yourself to other people, the words that you use to yourself on a daily basis as well, because you can never outperform your self-image. There is an amazing book called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, which is all about how important it is to change the way that you see yourself if you want to change the results in your life. You may have heard about a book by James Clear called Atomic Habits. He also goes into the power of identity change in this book in terms of being able to create lasting changes with your habits. And he says this, true behavior change is identity change. You might start a habit because of motivation, but the only reason you'll stick with one is that it becomes part of your identity. So think about, who do you want to be in 2024? Do you want to be a healthy person? Do you want to be a more confident person? Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be a presenter? Do you want to be a podcaster? Do you want to be a business owner? And then start to think, okay, well, if we start with the end in mind and we start to identify as that person now, then we can start to think, what kind of beliefs and values do I need to hold? What kind of skills do I need to acquire? What kind of behaviors and habits do I then need to take? And we really start to make that change from the top down, rather than trying to change our behavior, but seeing ourselves not as that person and still as the same person that you are now. And then you will find you will get cognitive dissonance and you'll keep butting heads against yourself or going round and round in circles or repeating patterns or not being able to make change stick. So James Clear talks about in the book Atomic Habits as well, that the goal is not to lose weight, for example. The goal is to become a healthy person. The goal is not to start a business. The goal is to become an entrepreneur. The goal is not to write a book. The goal is to become a writer. So decide who you want to be and then prove it to yourself by creating small wins with the behaviors that you take on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. This question is honestly a game changer. Decide who you want to be, decide the beliefs, the values that you would need to hold underneath that, the skills you might need to acquire, then go out and get those skills if you don't have them, the behaviors and the habits that then come under that. And start to match your language and how you're defining yourself in your head with that person that you want to be as well. Next question, instead of what do I want to do in 2024, is what do you want to learn in 2024? Again, this is going to get you focused on exactly the skills that you might need to learn for a start to be that person and to feel the certain way that you want in 2024. And it's also going to get you focused on your growth and how you want to expand this year as well. Rather than just doing a bunch of things to tick them off, what do you actually want to learn? And that might be about yourself, that might be a particular skill, about a particular topic, it might just be something for fun. What do you want to learn in 2024? If you are listening to this podcast, I bet you listen to lots of other podcasts, I bet you love learning, and I also bet you might have a sneaky habit, like I definitely do if I am not mindful of it, of consuming so much information but not necessarily implementing it. So this question is also great to get you focused on what specifically you want to learn, so that then you don't necessarily just go off on one consuming loads of different things and miss the key details that you actually really want to integrate into your life so that you can also get the results that you want in your life as well. And moving on to the next question, similar but different. How do you want to grow in 2024? And so this can be through, again, learning different things. This might be through challenges that you are actually going to put yourself into to be able to grow and expand in a certain way. So do you want to grow by experiencing the challenge of running your own business? Do you want to grow by feeling more confident, more in charge of your emotions? Do you want to grow your skills as a communicator or as a presenter? How do you want to grow? How do you want to expand? I want you to think of the version of you in 12 months' time who is focused on going for their dreams, on really creating the life that deeply, deeply fulfills you. What growth do you want to have experienced? And that might be the growth of a business as well. That might be the growth of putting yourself out there in certain social situations or finding a romantic partner, whatever it means to you. Get clear on how you want to grow. And again, this is so much more expansive, so much more specific, and so much more powerful than just thinking about what you want to do for the year and ticking off a bunch of things that don't necessarily take you towards the vision that you want for your life or the person that you want to become. And then the last question to leave you with for this episode is, what do you want to experience in 2024? And in this one, maybe you'll end up coming up with a few more answers that you might also have written down if you were focused on what you want to do in 2024. Maybe you want to experience more time off with certain people, more fun, more freedom. It could also be some more feelings that you want to experience. Do you want to experience more love, more passion, more adventure? What is it that you would like to experience? You might want to experience more connection by expanding your social circle, or you might want to experience more in-person events by going to things like retreats or workshops or things like that. Or maybe you want to experience more growth and more confidence by putting yourself out there at work. And of course, you might have some crossover in your answers to these questions. That's fantastic. That just means that it is something that is very near and dear to your heart in 2024. So enjoy journaling with these or reflecting on them, pondering them, whatever you choose to do with these questions, let them percolate in your mind. And let me know on Instagram as well, at Kathy J. Morton, which question sparked the most ideas and insights for you. And as always, I encourage you to look at things in your life from a different perspective. If you want to make specific changes in 2024, especially if it's something that you didn't feel that you achieved in 2023, it is so important to take a pause, to really start to reflect, and to think about how you can not only do things differently, but show up differently. Because remember, it is how we show up, who we are being, how we are feeling on a predominant basis that is going to impact the results that we have, because those are the things that actually really impact the behaviors and the actions that we take. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. I will look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Enjoy the journaling, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode. If you would love to go even deeper and you're so ready to take action on creating your big life and become the most fulfilled and lit up version of you, then I would love for you to join me inside my coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, so I can support you in making that life you've been dreaming of a reality. DM me Roadmap on Instagram at Kathy J. Morton for all the details, or check out the link in the show notes below. It's time to create your big life.